Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 18th December 1987. We are completing the series Power of Thoughts. So in this Baba is saying, this is in 1987, to have pure feeling means to have powerful thoughts. The speed of thought is faster than all other powers. Even though science has created instruments of a very fast speed, faster than all of them is the speed of thought. When you have pure feelings for a soul or for the souls of the entire world, it means that you have powerful, pure and auspicious thought that there should be benefit for that soul. When your thoughts and feelings emerge, that soul will experience that I, the soul, am receiving peace and power through special cooperation. For instance, even now many children experience that in some talks. They did not have the courage or worthiness, but the Bab Dada's extra help, the service of you souls, Bab Dada's extra help, the task was easily successful or that the obstacle finished. In the same way, subtle service of you souls who are the master world benefactors will give them a practical experience. This will take less time, use less facilities and less money. To be able to do this, the mind and the intellect have to be constantly free. Because you keep your mind and intellect very busy with small matters, the subtle line of speedy service doesn't remain clear. You keep the line of your mind and intellect engaged in worldly matters. This is why this subtle service is not taking place with fast speed. For this, pay special attention to solitude and stability. So here, Baba is talking about the importance of pure thoughts and pure feelings. The service of the Mansa Sava service. It doesn't require money. But the thing is that your mind is engaged in small matters, in little matters of this world. That is why this line is not... This line is so subtle that you can't see it. That is why what you have to do is to pay special attention to solitude and stability. So the basis of Mansa Seva, the basis of mental service, the basis of having pure, positive, auspicious thoughts is solitude. What is solitude? Solitude is ekant, what Baba says. You need to understand this word solitude in great detail in this spiritual life. What is solitude? Solitude, as I said, it means ekant. But ekant, Baba uses the meaning of the word ekant in a very deeper sense. To be lost in the one. To be lost in the end of, in the understanding of one, or in the deeper experience of one. This is the greatest meaning of that ekant. But ekant has got yet another meaning, which is usually considered in the world as ekant, and that is gross ekant, gross solitude. To be alone, to be one with oneself, to be with oneself all alone. So the question is, what is solitude? This gross solitude I am talking. And what are the advantages of this solitude? Unless and until we know the advantages of solitude, we are not going to go in solitude. So why this solitude is so important in the spiritual life? This is the question. Because as I said, Baba is saying that everything, thoughts, positive thoughts, auspicious thoughts, pure feelings, the basis for all of these is solitude and stability. When we enter into a phase of solitude, what happens? Just as in bhakti also, in some of the Sakar Murlis, it has come, Kothri, some of the bhaktas, what they do? They go away from the world for some time and stay in some isolated place. For few days, for some days. In caves also, in Kothri or some isolated place, and then they come back. If suppose 7 days they stay in the household, 2 days they go out and stay all alone and then come back into the world. This is what they do. So, what is the importance of this solitude in spiritual life? Yes, Dr. Purvi. You become with oneself at that moment. You are not surrounded by anybody. I am talking of gross solitude. Gross solitude means an isolated place where you alone are there and none else. Only you are there. So you get an opportunity to know yourself. First is this. Second, automatically you just shut out that world of gossips. This is a world of gossips. Everywhere there is gossip mongering going on. Everybody is talking of what others is doing. You open any channel on television, they all are talking about criticism. There is so much negative energy in all the debates. that take place on television. So many negative energy in all the channels. So they are talking about, even I'm talking about television or media, come out of the world of television. In the real world also, every household, every woman, every man is talking about other man. So there is so much gossiping going around. So once you become isolated, automatically this gossiping world is out. That is second. Third, to feel two things, first with oneself and then with Supreme. So to feel closeness with Supreme, the ultimate, the divine, God. There was a saint, Saint Eckhart in Germany. It is said about him that once he was sitting in one jungle where he usually used to go under a tree and just sitting and contemplating deeply, and two, three friends are passing by that way and they see that Eckhart is sitting alone, not this Eckhart Tolle who has written the recent books and all earlier. This is a different Eckhart I am talking about. They go to him thinking that he might be feeling alone. They go to him and they say that we have come so that you should not feel lonely. Eckhart says, after you people have come, now I have become lonely. Earlier I was enjoying the presence of the Supreme. By your company I have become lonely. So to enjoy, to be with the Supreme Lord, God, that is one of the advantages of solitude. Fourth, to, yeah, nature, you call it nature, to be in unison, to be one with the nature, to feel this nature. Because you know, there are two worlds, one is the gross world and another is nature. When you go very close to nature, you are very close to the Supreme, to the ultimate, to the highest. Because nature is a little purer thing than the worldly human beings and their relationships. It is something like all the nature poets, if you study their poetry, William Wordsworth and all those poets, you will find a divinity in their poetry. You will find that their poetries are very much nearer to spirituality, even though these were not religious people. They were nature poets. But their poetry has got that divine touch. Divine touch is there in that poetry. A deep touch is there because they are talking with birds, sky, clouds, mountains, rivers, streams, lakes, oceans. So all these things, once you go to them, you are afflicted. You try to be near nature means to be near God. This is one of the advantages of solitude. Next, new inventions. Suddenly new things can come to your mind. New inventions. Because suppose, personally I will say, if I have to read this Murli, okay, if I have to read this paragraph, and if I read sitting here or in the room, and if I read the same thing very close to nature, new things will come up. New things will come up. In the morning, yesterday's class, we described four types of games, but by evening they became 10. So this happens with being close to nature, with churning. So sudden discovery. In English there is a word, serendipity. Serendipity. Serendipity means sudden invention. You are not intended to do that, but suddenly it came. Just as that Archimedes, Eureka, Eureka, he shouted and he walked naked into that king's palace because suddenly he discovered something. So sudden invention, that is known as serendipity. So that serendipity can occur when you are in solitude. You know suddenly about your own self. This is the obstruction. This is the reason I was not improving. This is the emotion which is a blockage, which is a mental blockage, and or this is a mental leakage, because of which I am not improving. So that is the thing. Next. Somebody was saying something. You get an opportunity to check yourself. Self-checking, introspection, retrospection. These are the two English words. Introspect means go within. Retrospect means to look back. Sihavalokan. To look back. What is happening? What has happened in life? So retrospection, introspection, self-checking, self-analysis, self-reflection, self-contemplation, all these things can take place very easily in solitude. Next. Yeah, you can remember your own, that comes under this introspection only. You can see yourself as a detached observer. When you are in solitude, you look at your own part as a detached observer, as an actor. This is an actor who is playing you. He is the actor, he is getting up, he is doing yoga, he is doing Amrit Vela, he is doing reading, listening and reading Murli, he is sitting in the office. You see yourself as a detached observer, and by this detached observership, you get to know some new thing about yourself. So, this is again the same. Then, anything else? In solitude, what happens? Free from, okay, that will come as a result of that. Then? A deep experience. For deep experience, you need solitude, silence. You can have that in crowd also. But first you need silence, a deep solitude. A soul who has spent lot of time in solitude and lot of time in silence, they come out in front of the world as powerful souls. Because they are full. They are not empty vessels that make more noise. No, they are full of knowledge, full of experience, full of deeper experience, deeper realizations. So for that, ekant is must. I am talking of gross ekant, sthul, gross ekant. That sort of ekant is necessary, that sort of solitude is necessary. So we will summarize it. First of all, you get to know yourself. You get to know yourself. You get a time to be with yourself. That is the first point. Second point is self-introspection, contemplation, checking, analysis, everything about self. Third point is nature. You become very much close to nature. Fourth is God. You experience Him. See, He is above the world. He is in deep silent stage. He is avyakt. In order to understand avyakt, you have to become avyakt. By staying vyakt, you cannot understand the avyakt. As he is, you have to become like him. As he is infinite, you have to become infinite. You cannot become finite and try to understand him. So you have to become like this. One more thing in gross solitude also, when you churn something, another point is churning. You can do churning in ekant, in solitude. You can write something. You take some topic and go with it. Okay, you take any topic from Murli and just go. Even if you go around Nakki walk, okay, one round of Nakki. But you go with the topic. This is the way you should churn. Whenever the topic is given here, suppose this is the topic, like Shambhai is given the topic, bringing back goose pimples of happiness. What is happiness? Just first focus on that. Each word you should churn. Take this topic and go around the Nakki. What are the ways to become happy? 1, 2, 3, 50 points you will come out once you finish the round. By Bharat Mata, at least 40 will be there. By the time you come back to that Darga, 50 should be there. So go for a walk with a topic in mind. Just don't go talking anything about nature, about temperature, very hot. This is waste of time. We are not here to discuss nature. Enjoy it. Enjoy it in the sense the real enjoyment is be lost in that. Deeper experiences of silence. Go on the terrace, go in the garden, anywhere where people are not there, where human beings are not there, where you don't hear their voice, where you hear only birds, chirping of the birds, the sound of those streams, that sunrise, that sunset, that splashing of the water, those lakes and those boats, those empty boats and the voice of those empty boats. So when you go in nature like this, that time new things come out. Serendipity takes place. So go in nature and then churn. Otherwise, whenever we give here any topic and somebody has to give a class, class doesn't mean, suppose this is a Murli, okay? And I tell you, or you are given a homework that you have to revise the Murli. Okay, you learn it by heart and you revise it. Anybody can do that. That is not the aim. Anybody, then otherwise we will read ourselves. We can take the book and read it. You are doing it without looking into the book. We can do it with, the result is same. Probably only you are benefited. But here, if the speaker is there, it is not just for him. He has to see how others would get benefited. He has to come out of that small tubular vision and go up and see how others could get benefited from the same thing. So your churning should go up, and without nature it cannot happen. You have to go close to Prakriti, in the lap of Prakriti you understand this knowledge. Prakriti Jeet should sit in the lap of Prakriti, then great churnings take place, then great understanding, great revelation, new things, new understanding, new light, new sense of, you know, some new point will come out of it, which you never had thought before even. So this is nature. Then what we said, soul consciousness, God consciousness, all these things are very natural and deep experience. Take one Soman, just one self-respect, I am imperishable soul. Go in nature or go in solitude and just churn about it. I am imperishable soul. I cannot get destroyed. Nothing can destroy me. Fire cannot burn me. Water cannot wet me. Air cannot dry me. Sword cannot kill me. Nothing can cut me. I am that indivisible soul. So just one thought and 1 hour journey, 1 hour contemplation, 1 hour thinking on that one thought. So you have to, this is everything happens in solitude. So solitude, gross solitude is also important. And what Baba says, solitude, ekanta is to get lost in the end of one, to get lost in the remembrance of one, that will come as a result of this gross solitude. But first, gross. Okay, gathering is important. But solitude is important, personal solitude. That could be in your room also, that could be on the terrace also, nature also, garden also, or just walking around. I feel very much pain when I see two people are walking and discussing worldly things. Two Brahmins walking and discussing worldly things. Walking is not for that purpose, it's for churning. It is to be lost in yourself, and to go into the depth of one. That is what solitude is for. Baba always gives example of priests, Christian priests. They go all alone walking, churning with their rosary, telling the beads. Okay? Om Shanti.